Welcome to the Fairway. This is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Now direct from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
Well, good evening. So glad you can join us on a Sunday night here on Spin on Golf. We're about to go on, and all of a sudden, like, Jordan starts rolling his arms around, firing it up, yeah. And I see it out of the side of my eye, and I just started giggling.
Is that a roller derby?
Yeah.
It's a roller derby thing, isn't it?
Is it High Line? Do they do
no,
that?
No, I think it's part of the song, the intro song. It's, you know, it's. You know,
let's not get back.
I think
that
that's what he did when he
signed. He blew my mind. Did you hear BC breaking down High Line?
Like, I know High Line.
Like, legitimately.
He doesn't know what High Line
is. Mike, did you hear that?
I know
that?
What High Line is.
Yep.
But you know what? BC is the expert at everything. You haven't figured that out yet?
I do know High Line.
And half of it is incorrect. It's not. It's just a bunch
highlight,
of
High Line. I got
no idea what this is.
So glad you could join us. We are at the beautiful Detroit Golf Club. Jordan, BC, and it's great to have Mike Fay from Parts Unknown joining us. I know, Mike, you have been very, very busy. So glad that you can join us, my friend. How you been?
I'm doing very, very good, you guys. Here at the club tonight, we had a club function, but looks like I'll be on Spin on Golf for a while, so excited about it.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to hear the Ice Maker and Mike Fay on the
That's right.
Cool.
You know, it was finally nice to introduce ourselves as spring this weekend.
And then it was.
And then Mother Nature didn't quite want us to have too much fun. So she gave us, 4 inches of rain maybe overnight, just surprisingly.
Just going to be like not nice until May again, as usual.
And then we had a little today, and then, you know, tomorrow will be kind of iffy, and then we'll be back to 44 and snow.
Yeah, literally 49 on Tuesday, 43 on Wednesday.
Yeah, perfect.
It's not very good.
Propane burn.
Bring the sweats back out.
But you know what? Not bad. Next weekend, if you're one of those weekend warriors, 55, 59, 64 next weekend. So we can live with that.
Okay.
We can live with that. So much going on in the golf world as always, but. BC, I know you wanted to take a moment because you now what prompted this being here, having some memories of you know, being out here with a dear friend of ours and a dear friend of yours for people that did not know. Of course, everybody remember Frank Beckman passed away not that long ago, and you guys had a pretty special relationship.
Yeah, it was a weird golf, quirky relationship that we had. And I know Jeff was very, very, very close to Frank. And a lot of other people were very close to him. But I had a weird, quirky relationship that, you know, we were close maybe the last 15, 20 years. But, I mean, I miss him. I'm sorry he didn't get back for the services. But he's going to be really, really, really missed. And you know what? And coming back down the road here, that's the first thing I think about, you know what? We did this show with Frank and Frank
started with us with the show and helped us out. And he was here with us. He's up north with us. He always, you know, was great to us.
Yeah. Frank was great to me. And him and his son, John, we played a lot of golf and miss him.
Yeah.
I miss him. And kudos to Frank, you know, everything. Hopefully we can keep up to your standards and carry on your tradition here at WJR.
What was Frank saying? This is not our gig, right? He always said something about, you can say pretty much whatever you want, but just don't swear.
Yeah, every time, because he looked at me and he was serious too.
So every time I come on, I'm like, I just can't swear.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, it's very difficult.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
You're sly as a fox, OBC. Doing this with you the last couple of years, I think you know where that line is. That's the one thing that you've tiptoed up to the line. But you've never crossed that line.
Trust me, it is very. I can hear Frank saying it, and like Jordan said, I can hear Frank saying this. Says, "You embarrass me on the radio, I will kill you." So that was Frank. You know, it was Frank.
The punk of the week gets you right close to the line.
Every week.
This is my seventh season with this show. In some comparison, and at some point, I've always been afraid of BC. maybe have me having to hit a button. You've gotten me a couple times.
I'm glad you say that because I'm the one that usually drops it all the time.
I've also BC would also come in early and hang out with me before the show though in the earlier years. So
he does scare everybody a lot more than I do though.
What the hell is this about Frank, not me?
I know, but this is based on Frank's advice.
But yeah, Frank knew not to do that.
Yeah. So yeah, we have to point it to you.
Anyway, I miss my dear friend, and I know Jeff would probably say the same thing.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
You know.
Just the stories and the love for the game and
the cigars
and all the little games and competitions they would have.
He was great. I mean, he was just awesome. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say about Frank, but I miss him.
Great point. Glad you got that out. And you're right. It is amazing. You know, you drive up to a place like this and so many years, so many memories and everything. This is a special place regardless. Right. And every time you walk in, I don't know. I've been in this place. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've been in this place. You find yourself just looking around. It is a special historic place.
I got memories of playing junior golf here when I'm 8 years old in Inter Club.
Wow.
I mean, it all comes back when you drive down that little front entrance, that little, you know, tiny little front entrance they have here. And then you open up to this big, awesome clubhouse. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You know? Somebody dropped the ice.
But wasn't Faye. Mike said, trust us, if you're just listening to the radio, Mike is there. Mike is okay. But that
I am okay.
If you want to tell anybody your secrets, look at Mike. He won't crack. He's like one of those guys. CIA won't crack this guy. Look at him. Stoic. Perfect. Won't give anything away.
Miss you guys.
He survived the ice crack.
That is such a lie. Such a lie.
Exactly. I'm glad I'm not there with you squirrels.
You know, you think of Detroit Golf Club and how now the Rocket Mortgage Classic is just adding to the layers of history here. And you know, next thing you know, hopefully we'll be here.
It'll be years.
It's 10 years, 10-year anniversary. Something. I mean, we're only what? Is this year four? Year
three.
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 Year
yeah.
three.
Yep.
Started during COVID, and now, you know, it should be getting bigger. Four.
Four years.
So, yeah, see, we're already at four. Lashley, we can't even keep track.
Lashley, DeChambeau. I forget who won last year. Cameron, someone. I apologize for that. Yeah. This will be the fourth,
Cameron Davis. Fourth year.
Cameron Davis, thank you. This will be the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, three champions.
Pretty incredible. I mean, a place like this can host a PGA Tour event. We all had our doubts, and then the first year it came, and we saw the orange fences. I'm like, oh, my God, they pulled this off. Yeah. Like, and then every tour player you talked to said, it's one of the best events on tour.
Cool.
I'd say, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, in case you did not hear this yet, you've been living in a cave, whatever the case may be. It is moved to the last weekend of July this year as well.
I knew that.
Yes, July 28th through the 31st. A little less chance of rain in late July. A good chance of heat and humidity, but we've seen that anyway the last couple of years being out here.
Running the weather now, too?
I'm a junior meteorologist.
Maybe we can get a fast and firm out here.
That'd
be cool. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's usually the way it is in late July, right? It's a little drier in late July,
I don't know.
Who knows?
Just who knows?
We got the lakes.
I just know it won't snow. That's
don't
all.
Say that. That's
in July. Thing.
You never know now.
Come on. It's not. It's never snowed in July. I guarantee you that.
Never?
Maybe hail, but never
snowed. Look that one up.
No, I can't believe it snowed in July.
Yeah, Nate in 2019, Bison and Cameron Davis last year. Very exciting. We were out here. Mm-hmm. We were melting out here last year. I just remember it being very humid that day. You were here. You were here. And I were walking around. Yeah. So, and it was.
We saw Chris Carr out front. Remember we talked with Chris? It was fun.
Yeah.
So, yes, just a reminder out here at the beautiful DGC last weekend of July. So we'll see what happens there. Lots to get to. Can't wait to hear from Mike Fay. As I mentioned, one of the things he always does is keep his eyes and ears on what's going on in the LPGA. Lots of stuff to talk about. I want to get your take, Jordan. You mentioned it. I didn't get a chance to see it because it was kind of a busy week, but the 30 for 30 on the Sharp.
Yeah, for sure. It was cool.
That's on my queue at home. So we'll find out about that. Don't go anywhere. Lots to do on a Sunday night here at DGC. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Sierra.
time. It's Spin on Golf on WJR, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again, live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Bay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
Well, so glad you could join us Sunday night here at the DGC. Yes,
to add to that conversation, he trusts us so little that he muted us at the commercial break.
It's because I'm sitting here. He's
like, hey,
I'm, say.
I'm telling you, it's you.
Whoa. I'm innocent.
Everybody is very twitchy about you with the live mic.
In the meantime, listen, did Mike moved outside. Did you see that?
What?
He's outside. Yeah, nice out here. Look how nice it is out here.
Oh, I miss the ice maker.
Ice maker. It's all he's done, you guys. So we're all set.
Tell everybody where you're at, Mike. Give us a plug.
Yes. Well, at Walnut Creek Country Club here, inside of the pro shop here, we've got some netting up here where I coach all winter long. And so I move things over here so we don't have to hear the clunk of the ice maker. So we're all set.
Mike, when are you moving outside? Like June 15th or?
Somewhere around August 1st. thinking that would be nice. I really don't like to be outside in 55 and windy. Not very good for me. Or anybody else, for that matter.
Mike, I want to get your take. I know you're going to be talking about what's going on in the LPGA in a little bit, but I want to get your take. When we were chatting with Chris Renwick, of course, the host of Sports Wrap, amongst many things here on 760 WJR, BC, how's the best way to put this, showed his displeasure at an event like the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. And during the break, Jordan kind of shared his displeasure at it. So but before we get Jordan's take so he can defend himself, Mike, what do you think about a format like this in the middle of the season? Well, not really in the middle of the season, but being part of the season.
Well, I mean, you look at it, they get the same treatment as any other tour player. So both players, if they win, get all these exemptions and all these special things, right? So, you know, I thought it was fun myself to watch, you know, the Billy Horschel Open. You know, what is he, won it like twice in the last few years?
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun for those guys to have a little bit of a break. I just take a different take on it and see how low they can go and, you know, pick your partner, which I guess is fun. I don't know. What is the purse for that? Any of you guys know what the purse is?
A lot.
I mean,
I have it here somewhere.
Is it as much as a regular tour event and split or I don't know?
Yes,
yeah, I haven't seen it listed yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it listed yet. I'm looking
we'll
at a couple different places.
It'd always be on CBS Sports. Unfortunately, I didn't mention that on air.
But I don't mind it. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know. I just it doesn't do it for me. I turn it on and I'm kind of like,
it's kind of boring.
It's kind of like a December event.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Maybe a January.
But the problem is nobody's going to play in that because there's no FedEx.
I understand that.
You're not going to get
it. Well, my point was like, you know, great for our guys and Adam Schreiber's boys there, Doc Redman and Sam Ryder, who teamed up together and finished
1.2 million for the winners.
But they finished third solo because of the guys making bogey on 18 there, which is good money, and they both jumped up quite a bit. They went up 34 and 37 spots. That's huge for them.
320 grand each.
And you know, I mean, for a guy like Schauffele and Cantlay, it's like a pro am.
Yeah.
It's like you and I playing in the senior pro. You know, it's like it doesn't even matter.
Good, you better play good. But
you know, so I don't know. I mean, like the timing of it, I guess I don't know. Maybe the fans like it. I just don't like it.
What are the FedEx points? I mean, you're getting FedEx points.
Yeah,
right?
These are FedEx numbers. They went up Doc Redman and Sam Ryder, who you know haven't won on the PGA Tour, as far as I'm concerned.
No, they haven't.
They're third, and they jumped up 34 and 37 spots. That's pretty good. Now Schauffele jumped up 32 spots. I heard he's like 10th or something right now because
Jeez
of that.
Pete. I mean, everyone's saying what's wrong with Schauffele, what's wrong with Schauffele. But if you look at his putter grips the last 2 years, but what's wrong with Schauffele? That's all I'm going to say about Shoffley. I mean, Cantlay, everyone's like, up until 3 weeks ago, what's wrong with Cantlay? He's not playing well. He's not lost in Phoenix. Yeah. Scheffler, and then all of a sudden, last week lost, losing the playoff to a guy that's going to be the POW. And then, did I say that out loud? And then, you know, here he is again. I mean,
yeah. We had some rebuttal about your POW last week, too, by the way.
Really?
Yep. I had some people texting me.
I didn't hear about
sending me links and all kinds of stuff.
You did send me some of that.
We'll talk about that later.
About what?
Don't you just keep getting us in trouble and we'll, you know,
I like
keep moving
it. That's
on.
That's why I do it.
I do. I know, Mike, you got it. We got to get to you, but I got to kind of jump ahead real quick. Did you watch any of the two man today?
Today?
Yeah.
No.
So on 17, I think, or 16, Burns rips it towards the green, trying to drive the green. It's kind of a water on the left, and he hits
16.
He hits one hopper in the water.
Okay.
And I'm like, huh. So they get up there, and Horschel and Burns are like, well, we saw it land, but we don't know if it crossed the line. But we're positive it did because we saw it land, and it hopped in the water. So they call over the rules, and they say, well, check the TV, and the TV you can't see from the angles and all that. And I'm thinking, these guys are kind of, I don't know, and Jason Day is there, and he's like, I don't know. Like, what's the TV say? I don't think Jason Day was in favor of it, but, I mean, what does he care? So you just go to the TV, I don't care, you can do whatever you want type thing. And they end up getting a drop there. Now, I don't know if it crossed. We're talking about crossing the hazard line.
It's a big deal.
And it happens a lot. It happens in our events. And there's usually three people playing. And it's kind of like two against one or one against two. And you either win or you lose. But integrity-wise, you know, you kind of have to have proof. That's a rules question. You have to have proof that it landed there.
Yep.
I think – I don't know. I don't know if they get –
You know what?
They got a generous drop. Let's just say that.
Like the guy that hit it there, whatever, faded it. That was, what's his name at the TPC? I mean,
Sawgrass, yeah.
Yeah.
The hitter has the best view. Unless the other players have a good angle. I mean, then they come over and say, nah, I never cried. I mean, the hitter has the best angle. You got to leave it. And the official will always go, what do you think?
Sure. He did ask them what they thought.
Yeah.
And he said he saw it bounce. And if it bounced, then it should have bounced in the water. But if it didn't see it bounce, it would have just scooted from inside the line. And I don't know. It's just kind of, I just kind of thought about that today when I was watching. I was like, this is interesting. And it happens more than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
Where did it cross? Or cross way up there? No, it had no chance of crossing up there. It was like 150 yards back here.
Yeah.
You sure?
That's a problem.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For you, two, how much should the other two guys actually have in contributing to that?
You
if it's you two, if it's us three playing.
Ignorance of the law is still breaking the law.
You're protecting the field and the integrity of the shot.
Right. I mean,
every player that I've ever played with thinks his ball crossed further up.
Absolutely.
Pro or
absolutely.
No pro.
Right.
I am guilty of that too. And you know, you're gonna try to figure out, well, I think it was right here. But in the end it's like, yeah, that had no chance. Yeah. It's back here. Like you just gotta kinda, but it happens all the time. And I just thought it was interesting today.
Yeah, you're right. Happens a lot.
Well, we are going to – we're coming up against a break. I'll tell everybody after the 7:30 break, we'll check in with Mike to get his take on what's going on in the LPGA. I want to get – Jordan, I don't know if you've seen it, BC, but you made a mention of it, the 30 for 30 on Greg Norman. Was it specifically on the 96 Masters or was it about the Shark?
It was a lot about the Masters, which was cool because we were just there, and it brought a lot of back. It was interesting. I mean, I'd like to talk about it.
Good.
For sure,
we will definitely get into that. Check in with what is going on the LPGA as well. And coming up in about, well, we'll call it about 22 minutes, BC will tick more of you off with the POW. All right? Fantastic. Hey, at least they're listening. If we're getting feedback about BC,
yeah,
getting
we got
that,
someone listening.
We had two listeners.
We have two listeners. That's fantastic.
Marcero.
Thanks to Jeff Marcero and my mother. All right, we'll come back. More of Spin on Golf at the lovely DGC here on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR.
Tee Time. It's Spin on Golf on WJR, presented by Rocket Mortgage. and the Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again, live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Bay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
All right, welcome back in. DGC is the spot. We are going to be out here quite a bit the next couple of months, and of course, all culminating with the Rocket Mortgage Classic here, July 28th through the 31st. And make no mistake about it, not only we, this show, but the whole station will be out there. I mean, that's one thing. And Frank was a big part of that years gone by. Yeah. We love to do the shows out here, and we love to have a conversation with not only so many of the great people out here at the DGC, but it's amazing how many of the players make themselves available as well. And we get to have some conversation with
normal guys, you know, normal guys. I mean, this is a cool thing. You sit down under these oak trees. It's pretty cool. So we have a cool setting.
No doubt about that.
It's a cool place.
No doubt about that. Mike Fay, without further ado, we always love to hear Mike Fay's LPGA Minute.
Minutes. You guys are great. Yes, we've got the ladies playing over in Los Angeles with the DIO Implant LA Open. And sad stuff yesterday. I don't know if any of you watched this, but Jin Young Ko was on the back nine around 16 and decided to hit it, or tried to hit it, out of a ravine. And when she was one shot back of the lead and made eight. Well, now she is not up by the lead.
Tied for 16th.
Yes, she was right in there. We got Nasaha Tokboka is up there, the 2017 LPGA Rookie of the Year from Japan. She has a five-shot lead over Hannah Green right now, and they are making the turn.
Yeah, this is not over yet, people.
No,
so
a cool place. Bel Air is a cool place. And
Wilshire Country Club.
Yeah, it's out in L.A.
L.A., right in the middle of L.A.
Yeah. NB Park is cruising up the leaderboard here today. And let's see here. We've got, you know, we have to always check in, don't you think, BC? We have to check in. Yep. T34 right now. She shot one under Patty Tavatanikit.
Yep. Tied with Christina Kim.
Yep.
You got it.
Check in with her.
Well, then you got to at least go into my Canadian T42, Mrs. LeBlanc.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, I like it.
Who? LeBlanc.
Wait a minute. She practices down at Fairwinds.
Maude Demi LeBlanc.
Maude.
Yeah.
Maude. Yeah, she practices down at the Fairwinds Golf and Country Club down there in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. She needs to pick it up a bit. She's over par.
She's from Sherbrooke.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, Sherbrooke, she puts the Quebec. Head down. She puts the head down real fast. She's not. She's a drooper.
Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yep.
She's a drooper.
Yep.
All right.
A drooper. Anyway, Mike, sorry.
Then we've got the Club Corp Classic.
Yep. Let's explain this. Up. Let's explain this deal, Mike. Let's explain this whole deal.
Irvine, Texas.
I'm confused with this event.
I
saw Romo. Yeah. I saw senior guys. Mm-hmm. I saw Annika. I saw, yep. I mean, what's going on now?
Yeah, we have the, you know, the Champions Tour mixed with a celebrity division that looks like to me played nine holes each day for 3 days.
Okay.
And, you know, Scott Parel triumphed over Gene Sowers and Stephen Alker. I watched the playoff, and Scott was the only player to make par on 18, the par five, to win, which was surprising to everyone, which is pretty awesome. Notables, fourth place, BC, Lee Jansen.
He's kind of back. I talked to him this winter. He said he's back.
BC, awesome. You finished sixth.
Did I?
Jerry Kelly.
Oh, man, I had another good week.
Everybody thinks he's Jerry Kelly.
I could tell my week. I could tell my wife I'm taking a week off.
Nice job. You moved up one in the
yeah. Yeah, your doppelganger a couple weeks ago, that one didn't work.
Which one?
The guy that the teacher, everybody was saying No.
He's, Randy Smith.
Tortorella's the best, though. He's Torts.
Yeah, you are a little Torts. Yeah, you are a little Torts.
Tortorella. I was called the coach for – what's his name too? The Colts, whatever his name is too.
Oh,
I don't know.
Mike Weir, T15, Canadian throw in there.
We'll get back.
There you go.
Yeah.
For the celebrity portion of it, Marty Fish. It was on the last hole too. Tony Romo and Marty Fish coming down the last hole, and Tony Romo for the third straight day in the row on the last hole hits in the water and does not
linger. Fumbles the rock on the last drive.
Yes, third time you playing it in a row.
Is Marty Fish from like the Ozarks or something?
Marty
Fish is a tennis player. Tennis player.
Marty Bird.
No, Bird.
Marty Fish.
Marty who? What?
They're both animals.
What? Hey.
Marty Cheetah.
They're both animals.
Yeah, they're animals.
Made me look good, did he, Mike? Yeah.
Yep, indeed. Indeed. Yes, Annika played in that, and she came in third, so pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right, cool.
Pretty neat. Apparently, the wind in Irving, Texas was kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. You better hold on to your hat or you're gone. Yeah. So,
Texas.
Good playing, everybody.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, Tony Romo will be okay. He's making about, what, $18 million a year? He's got an absurd contract.
See how much bigger he looks than all those guys, though?
He is big. Yeah. He's a big dude. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't think so, but wow.
I mean, Marty Fish is still a good-sized guy, but he ain't Tony Romo.
Although Darren Clark looked like a linebacker. He could have come in on Romo yesterday. I saw him.
He's a linebacker. He's a front backer.
Good dude,
he's
though.
Got a big gullet.
He's a good he's a good dude, though.
He is a good dude. Yeah.
All right. Frank Reich.
That's Frank Reich.
The former Buffalo Bills quarterback. Yeah. And that's another BC doppelganger.
That's my friend Mr. Wisney calls me Frank.
Oh, yes. Boy. Yep. That's another. All right, listen, and Mike Fay, always great to get the highlights. Thank you very much. So let's get to I want to hear about the 30 for 30. By the way, there are so many things to rip on ESPN about, but those 30 for 30s are outstanding.
Who owns them?
Disney.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks for that little handoff. What do you guys call that in radio?
Segway.
I would say that the shark, the 30 for 30, was pretty cool. I mean, like I said last week, I've always liked the shark. I respect him. I thought he was cool back in the day. He had it all going on. The guy flew in helicopters, and he was like the show, right? Before Tiger was the show. And but he had some bad stuff happen to him. And, you know, they were digging at him. They kept asking questions. They kept showing him the shots. They took him to Augusta. They entertained the fact and pretty much interviewed him while he's playing the golf course and said, what do you think here? Like, what do you think there? I thought that was pretty interesting to hear his feedback. I mean, the Mize thing where he just says, I'm going to hit this out to the right. It looked like he hit, I don't know what he hit, maybe an 8-iron, a 7-iron, which I don't think they hit that much anymore. But but he hit it out to the right fringe. And Mize, he was like 50 yards from the flag, or maybe more.
He was quite a ways. 40. Yeah, he was, whatever, 40 yards, yeah.
I mean, you got to figure the guy's got a chance of getting up and down maybe 30%, maybe 20%.
Back then, yeah, it's level.
And that's
being, level,
and
right.
That's like trying not to get ahead of yourself. You're in a playoff to win the Masters.
Right.
Now, this guy chips it in.
I mean, how many times has Greg Norman been holed out on the last hole?
Tway, Mize. There was another one.
What's his name at Bay Hill?
Oh, I forgot Gomez. About Gomez. I mean, it is just uncanny what happened to that guy. And I lived through it. But just to go back and watch it and to hear the interviews, and more importantly is to see how much it really did get to him. But he
to
said,
this day?
I believe it still did. But he just said, look, at my life would have not been any different. This was the big part. My life would not have been any different today if I would have won that or not. My life is spectacular right now, and it will be from now until I die.
It makes a great move out. Great, exactly.
And I he put it that way, and I was kind of like, you know what? You're probably right. I mean, at the time, it would have been unbelievable for him to win, and he would have had everybody pulling for him. The way he handled the post-interview afterwards, they said that, you know, he went from kind of that guy that hasn't won in a villain now to become everybody cheering for him and right. want him to do well.
Sure.
And it just, it's interesting, and you probably see it all the time in sports, how it flips where guys are against you, against you, against you, and they need you something, and now they're all for you.
Yeah.
Look at Tiger. He's been up and down, up sure and has. Down, down, right?
Yeah.
So that was my take. I would highly recommend it if you get a chance to spend an hour and
what's his and I'm not going to use the L word. What's his reputation now with all the stuff with the Saudi Golf League and everything? Good reputation, bad reputation, indifferent?
I think it's a direct correlation to, you know, our president. Hate him, love him. I don't think there's any in between. I mean, as a golfer, I loved him. I mean, he looked like this on TV, and he's mm-hmm. not that big of a guy. Great. Change the whole fashion statement. But I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I don't like what he's doing to the good game of golf.
Sure.
Personally. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he polarizing people? I don't know.
He seems that way to me. He really does. And I think that's what makes it an interesting watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
All right, final segment. We have a POW. Let you know what the boys are doing this week as well. So glad you could join us out here at the DGC on a Sunday night. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Tee time. It's Spin on Golf on WJR. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again, live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
Well, this is one of those segments in our last segment here where I'm just going to hand Jordan a club and tell him to go with it, because these guys, I wish that we could have used the last 3 minutes during the break for the first 3 minutes here. Some great conversation. Here you go. Here's your
club. I don't know. I mean, like, this show needs to be about 2 hours long, because I'm starting to get older and crankier and run my mouth a little bit more. But, you know,
I got company.
I mean, I don't know. You know, the GM had the Junior Kickoff Classic, and, you know, a lot of our kids play. Mike's got kids playing. Brian has kids playing. I have kids playing. And it's just kind of a starter of the season. And we've had a late start. Weather hasn't cooperated, but. You know, it's kind of the punk of the week segment, and I'm going to nominate, and I will nominate Mike, Brian, myself, and all the kids that played this week for not being quite prepared for the event. I mean, there were some high scores. Now, it's partially our responsibility to make sure these kids are ready, mm-hmm. but it's more their responsibility. We can only do so much,
right?
But we try our best. We know it's going to happen. I can almost predict the scores of some of our kids and what they're going to shoot. And it bothers me, and it does keep me up at night, because I want to think what can I do to get through to your brain and your brain and your brain, and how, what makes you guys tick to compete harder and to be better than the next guy or girl out there. Mm-hmm. And some kids have it, some kids don't. We've all played competitive golf. I know all the ins and outs, and I know it's not easy, but I just think they need to be a little bit tougher. And you know, I didn't realize that it was play it down, but
mud balls, you know, yada yada yada.
See,
yada.
You didn't see that coming. I nominated myself and you guys, of course.
But that's okay. Hey, you know, when I take blame, and you know, when I went home last night, my wife's like, "Hey, what's wrong? You look kind of pissed off again." I'm like, "Again? Oh, okay." Anyway, I was like, "Well, one of my, you know, collegiate players, you know, James played bad, and then some of the kids at the GAM kickoff played bad. So I'm wearing it on my sleeve. It's really upsetting, and it's my fault."
Mike, your take?
Yeah, I agree, you guys. I feel bad for the kids. You know, look at the scores. It was everybody, though. It wasn't just the kids that we coached. Like, the scores are really high for it. So, you know, it was to go from being so cold to 80 degrees and all these other things, too, and mud balls and stuff like that. But I think more than anything, the way that I'm going to treat it with all the kids that played in it that I coach is a talk about a learning experience and find out what we can do to become better, I think. And that's about it. That's all you can do, and you got to move on.
I think that you talk to kids or adults. You know, we got some people playing in an amateur event tomorrow at Warwick, and there's a high school event here tomorrow, and we're playing
Indian Wood.
You know, whatever.
They're all over.
Is how quickly can you adjust? How quickly can you adjust and make changes based on your expectations? Because, you know, if it's 30-mile-an-hour winds, you're not going to shoot your best score. The scores are going to be 8, 9, 10 strokes higher than normal. You have to understand that.
Yeah, I did get a good message from a kid who was really struggling, Mason, and he's playing terrible. And he said, you know what, I knew my score was going to count, so I kept grinding away. I was like, you know, good for you. That was one positive note that came out.
You should always, if you're a college player or high school player,
always
expect your score to count. Don't ever give up on your score.
Right, yeah. That's really important because you're giving up on your team, let alone yourself and your family.
Right? All right, we only have a couple minutes left. BC, I know you wanted to get to the Hunk of the Week.
This was a topic that Jordan brought up yesterday to me, and it came up again today, and we had a discussion about it, about people not knowing their scores and putting down the correct score on their scorecards. Now, I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody, but this game that I call sacred and above all else, except for God, should be treated as such. And if you can't record your score or you can't play by the rules of golf and the rules of decency, you should not play the game that I love so dearly. And I hope people are listening, and I hope that didn't hurt somebody. But I take it seriously. You know, like I said, I kind of push the envelope sometimes to the edge, but when I go to joking and all set aside, the game is above me and I treat it very seriously. And I would expect everybody else does the same. Maybe they don't, maybe they should, but that's my punk of the week, who's everybody that is just kind of going down the wrong road in the game of golf.
That's a great take.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. It was really good.
You work on that the last 2 hours after I was kind of cranky?
I just kind of made that up about 5 minutes ago.
Gee, you told me it probably wouldn't be a good conversation.
I know, but I turned it into more positive, and I was like, you know what? I'm coming around.
He's getting soft again. Yeah, this is a soft week.
It's every other week. It's a soft week. It's every other week.
Wow, I can't wait till next week.
So very quickly, we have about a minute. Jordan, tell BC about some of the pushback.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I got to hear the back.
I just, with Jordan Spieth, POW, you got people sending me the link about him talking to the kids afterwards before the playoff. Hey, guys, I'll be back. I'm going to go chill out for a bit. I got a playoff. I talked to him, and then he came back, and I guess did what he did with the kids. And hey, like I told you during the break, the he is a poster boy for everybody. They love him. I think he's good for the game. I don't always like his antics. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth on the golf course, but that's just – they just talk it up.
I know.
You know, and I'm sure the other guys get bored with it after a while.
Oh, yeah.
That was just my feedback. I didn't have a ton of stuff, but there were two text messages.
That's good. I got some throwback. I love it. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows what we'll get this week?
Yeah, exactly. No. How can anybody argue with that, though? No. I mean, like, I'm all jokes aside, how could play the game? Be honest. Boy, really tough to do, right?
Right. Yeah, I have some integrity.
Come on.
Integrity.
Mike, we see our scores on the scoreboard at the end of the round, and they're on the internet for everybody to see. I mean, I had to put them all up.
And I do blame the parents a little bit for the pressure that's pushed on.
Right.
And sometimes I blame us a little bit, too, for the pressure we push on. But I'm looking for thicker skin and tougher individuals. That's all.
No doubt. All right. We will be back again next week. Always a pleasure. Great having Mike Fay back with us for BC Jordan. We want to thank Rieger, Mike Parsons, Jason Fissler back at the studio. Marcero, Ava, Nick Roddy, and everybody listening. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great week. Talk to you again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock right here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.